Thank you very much, and I'm sorry I'm taking the floor again. I just also wanted to engage in the discussion and also reinforce some points that were excellent, that were made by colleagues, in particular our Swiss colleague, but also by others on the way forward. I have said some words already in the morning. We agree with, to a large part, with your characterizations. I think this is a good structured approach. Once again, I think we find it useful to have some more text on the table, taking into account also previous working papers. But I think something that was interesting with your approach this week was definitely the kind of alternatives that we could see, and different ways of delegations are thinking at the same time on the same screen. I think this made us realize that there are many convergences, more than, despite saying it time and time again, that there are convergences, but seeing them on the screen makes it a little bit easier to actually grasp them. Again, on characterizations and definitions, we don't necessarily need it. It's not a priority, but we understand that some delegations need this kind of traditional approach to set a fence, what we are talking about. So it's okay for us as well. And then we want to agree with the very important point that was made by, I think, Australia and also the United States, that when we are talking about these different boxes or ways or this kind of structuring of our work, in at least in our minds around IHL issues, it's important for us that we don't only look into a rephrasing or reinforcing of IHL rules that already exist, but really how to implement this in a practical way. And also, it's maybe not exactly the same thing, but in our thinking also in ways how, in relation to something that has come in this week, in ways on how to use weapon systems, how in the way how they are used, those principles can also be implemented. And this is something that this kind of active way, and not just setting out rules as something without explaining how they can actually take effect, our working paper is taking a more active approach in that regard. And I again invite people to read it despite its late submission. If we don't do this, if we are actually just doing a kind of reaffirmation of existing law, we are also seeing a certain risk. If we don't at the same time explain what are the gaps, how can they be filled, and what should we do, we are having a certain risk that we are legitimizing weapon systems by just saying, if you do it in line with existing international law, as long as you do it, they are fine. And this is definitely not the case. We have identified too many risks in this group to simply say that or indicate this even by way of result. So it's extremely important that we also look into other possible concerns or possible gaps that we are seeing. Also, and this is quite important for our delegation, that not necessarily only relates to international humanitarian law. And we have pointed in the past to human rights law, something that has also been part of our work in the past. And here I also want to reinforce the point that as many of the things that we have discussed this week have already been part of the reports of previous GGEs, and colleagues have made this point. There's also the issue of international criminal law, which must not be dismissed. And of course, there's this big subset of ethical considerations that have followed the mandate of the group for many years, where we also have a lot of knowledge, a lot of body of work, and also working papers. And we might also intend to submit something there for the future. Since, and this is also something we acknowledge, this kind of additional layer of ethical principles, which in many parts is already ingrained within IHL as it exists, but also might open up new problems with regards to autonomous weapon systems. We understand that there is kind of a lack of depth of our discussions, and I think there's also that we could provide this depth, and we might provide something for the consideration of the group to go into that direction, even within the intersessional period, if you would allow that. Yes, and those were our points. Once again, thank you for this week, and we are looking forward to tomorrow, of course, and also the intersessional period.